This is an executive summary of why mineral royalties yield more, and what you're taking on, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A real estate DST might target a 5% to 6% cash yield. A mineral royalty program built on the same dollars can target 9% or 10%. The instinct is to assume the higher number is simply better. It is not better or worse. It is a different instrument paying you for a different set of risks. The royalty check is larger because it has no debt service and no operating costs draining it, and because the asset behind it is a wasting one that depletes a little every month. Understand what produces the extra yield and you can decide, clearly, whether the trade is one you want a slice of your 1031 proceeds making. Start with the number that pulls people in. Sponsors of royalty programs frequently market current yields in the 8% to 11% range, while a stabilized multifamily or net lease DST is often in the 4.5% to 6% range. That is a wide gap, and the temptation is to read it as the royalty deal being twice as good. The gap is real, but it is mechanical, not magical. Three things drive almost all of it, and none of them is the sponsor being more generous. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.